Jesus, we need you in this hour. Bring an awakening. Bring an awakening.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Bring an awakening.
We need an awakening.
Romans 13:11 says, the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. And let's bring an awakening during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We'll be here for the next hour. That is, this team will be here for the next hour. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman, Ed Battagliano, Ray Pritchard, and Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How are you, sir?
I'm great. I'm feeling good. It's a nice day outside. I gotta tell you, Tim, you were mentioning the special kind of listeners and people that we have. I was answering the phone yesterday. I had a lady call me, I think her name was Martha, and she said, my husband lost his job during this coronavirus, but we thought it was very important that we still give to you guys. So they weren't sure where their food was going to be coming from, but they were going to give $100 to AFA. We have an unusual audience. I am so beyond grateful these days.
That's just humbling,
yeah,
to hear that. That's just you're right, Steve. We have an extraordinary group of listeners, and because not all of our listeners are going to be able to give, so we don't want to say that they're not extraordinary too. They are. They pray for us. They believe in what we're doing. They go out. They take the information they're given. They go out there and they pass that along. We just have an extraordinary listening audience, and it's an extraordinary time, Ray, that we're living in. I don't think many of us, I know I when I was in high school and in college, I wasn't a Christian until I was almost 20 years old, but I was still understood the Constitution and loved it and loved the founding ideas, but I never had any possible, even bad dream that we could be in a country that was toying with socialism. And so it's an extraordinary time, and our listeners are extraordinary in that they're dedicated to seeing this country restored.
Well, in many ways, Ed, we can all look around and see the dark clouds of socialism and incipient totalitarianism, globalism, and all the rest gathering on the horizon and rolling around us. And it just makes it all the more remarkable to me, two things. One, that this ministry, going, Tim, back to the days of your dad who founded it way before the internet and way before we had a radio network, your father had a vision, and God raised up a group of men and women in the early days of this ministry. And today, here in 2020, this ministry, it's expanded. It's doing things that, you know, the folks in the beginning didn't know anything about. The internet didn't even exist. But we have not strayed from that original vision. And I think that's one of the reasons that we have such unusual, extraordinary supporters. They know that what we said yesterday, we are saying today, and what we are saying today, we're going to keep on saying tomorrow. We have not strayed away from our founding principles. This is a message that our people support, and frankly, it's a message that the nation needs to hear.
Amen.
Yeah,
I want to mention, encourage our folks. We talk about this often, but we have various apps. We have the AFR app on various platforms that people, if they're not within a radius of our FM radio towers, they can get the app anywhere so long as they have an internet connection. Just a few of the devices. We're on all Apple devices. We're on all Android devices. But we're also, as of the last year or so, we're on Roku devices. Those are little smart TV devices that people use for streaming. We're on Roku. We're on Apple TV devices. We're on Amazon Alexa. So if you got Alexa in your kitchen or wherever in your home. So we're on many platforms.
I get it on Roku at home.
Yeah, we're on Roku. So not just the phone. We are there. But the AFR app is on various other platforms, so just check us out.
Outstanding.
All right. Hey, one thing, Steve, before you bring up the news, we were talking about this off the air. There's been a spate of reports across the country of serious crimes being committed by these prisoners that the government and governments are letting out for COVID-19. Have you seen this?
Yeah, what could go wrong? We're emptying our jails. We got to make room for the people who are suntanning on the beach. So, you know, we got to make room for them. So we're letting out literally violent criminals, and they act violently. I remember if it wasn't so tragic, it would have been very humorous. One of the politicians in the state shocked. She was shocked that these people would repay the kindness of the government by letting them out with committing another crime.
Well, yeah, the part I don't understand is, and I mean this sincerely, because I think this is happening more in the blue states, the liberal states, you know, but the government tells everybody shelter at home, right? Is that the idea?
Yes.
Stay at home. But with prisoners, they say let them run wild. Let them run free. Don't make them shelter in their cell. Can you help me, Ed, understand the logic? Can you help me understand the logic in that?
Why are you asking me to help you understand that?
Somebody, please.
Convoluted logic. No, that makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, you're looking for logic where it doesn't exist.
Well, why do they do it then?
I think that they're doing it because they don't want the criminals to catch COVID-19
in prison.
In prison.
They'd rather catch it out in the public.
Well, they're responsible for them legally, I guess, in prison, so I guess they're fearing lawsuits, because if someone catches COVID at their home...
Well, they need to say that then.
Yeah.
The governor of the state that lets prisoners go needs to say, we're letting these guys out because we don't want them to have COVID on our watch.
Right, we'd rather and them then
come
sue
to,
us.
We'd rather come to your neighborhood.
Right.
Okay, yeah. We'd rather rob your house or carjack you.
Right.
And we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, to me, if you're in a jail cell 23 hours
a
day,
I'm saying.
And then you spend an hour out in the recess yard.
Tell people to shelter at home, and then tell the prisoners they don't have to shelter in their jail cell.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it doesn't add up
in
logically.
There's some humor there, obviously, but in all seriousness... There were some terrible crimes.
Sexual abuse of children,
murders,
so
forth. You're listening to Sherathon on American Family Radio. Jim Stanley, our general manager, stepped to the microphone to tell us.
Well, guys, you know, we've chatted and we've texted back and forth about how incredible the Sherathon has been. So, you know, we started, Tim, you were in here with Sandy and you guys kicked off this 7-Eleven challenge for us that went from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. It was a $175,000 challenge. The largest challenge we've done.
In our history?
In our history. Okay? And so during those 4 hours, there were 2,718 pledges made.
Whoa.
Wow.
I said, whoa. He said, wow.
Yeah. Either way, both covered.
I'm going to say, wow.
I'm telling
backwards
you this because I was worried about you guys having something to talk about without a challenge where you don't give the number of 877-616-2396. I'm just here to help.
Right.
So you raised $459,531.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Now, hey, wow.
That deserves a hand clap. Right,
you want another wow?
Yes.
Without
wow. There's more?
$175,000 add-on.
Wow. That's what?
That's without the $175,000 add-on for the challenge.
So
the grand total is $634,530.
In 4 hours?
Yes, 4 hours?
Wow. Yes, sir.
Good.
I wasn't even wearing my red Hawaii shirt.
You're not. But yet people still responded.
Our listeners are great.
They're incredible.
Great listeners.
That is amazing.
Thank you, Jim.
So that ends my report.
Hey, and Jim, before you go.
Yes, sir.
What was that number you read again?
I believe the number is 877-616-2396 or online at AFR.net.
And we do not want the people to slow down, right?
No. No, so, and that's the thing. This no. God has blessed us incredibly, but the need is also great.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've said, you know, it's almost like we've tried to talk folks out of giving.
Right.
You know, we've told them to take care of their families. We've told them to make sure they tie to their local
yes.
church.
Right.
We've told them not to put it on their credit card if they can't afford to pay it off. The long-standing...
I didn't tell them that. You may.
But I know your heart, and I've heard you say it before.
Yeah.
So, I'm through. I'm out.
Okay. You know,
thank you, Jim.
That pretty much wrapped it up for me right there.
All right, that number again, as Jim Stanley, our general manager, said, is 877-616-2396. Hey, Walker, would you tell our listeners, we haven't said this in a while, what they get if they give certain amounts?
Sure, I'll be glad to, Ed. With a one-time gift of $150 or more.
Like $150,000.
Yes,
that would qualify.
Very good example.
That would do it.
Yeah, one-time gift of $150 or more, or $150,000, you will receive the Trivia Friday Hilarious Highlights Volume 6 CD with a monthly gift of $30 or more. And as we've mentioned the past few days, the monthly gifts help us with budgeting purposes. With a monthly gift of $30 or more, we will send you both the CD, the Trivia Friday CD, and we will send you a Bring an Awakening T-shirt with Bring an Awakening Romans 13 on the back of it, AFR logo on the front. So two great premiums there if you qualify. AFR.net is our website to give.
Steve?
I heard you guys at the end of the last hour talking about the spate of churches, hundreds and hundreds of churches that have decided that they are going to open up despite it not being legal or despite governor's orders to the contrary. The Department of Homeland Security last month in April sent out a warning to pastors and said, this is the quote from Brian Harrell at the DHS, says, when you begin efforts to reconstitute services and welcome congregants back into your houses of worship, please also review your security plans and ensure procedures are in place to protect your facilities and visitors. He says, while there have not been any imminent or credible threats, there has been an increase in hate speech online intended to encourage violence or use the ongoing situation as an excuse to spread hatred. This story came across my desk about an hour ago. A First Pentecostal Church of Holly Springs, just up the road in Mississippi, was burned down Wednesday morning. And whoever burned it down, the police are looking for them, spray painted on the side of the church, "I bet you stay home now, you hypocrites."
Wow.
I sincerely hope this is not a bunch of stories I'm going to be reporting on in the
too.
Next.
I've learned, we all have, you need to wait and see about crimes like this, because how many times have the people who blame somebody else and they did it themselves? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
That happens a lot. I don't know what the situation is. But why would you get mad at enough to graffiti? By the way, Steve, I've wondered, why do you graffiti something you're about to burn down?
Leave a message.
This guy misspelled.
But who reads it?
This guy misspelled hypocrites. I don't think he's maybe the sharpest tool in the shed. But this church was fighting, was meeting in defiance of orders, local orders, that we shouldn't meet, and so someone got angry.
So the idea is that people who were opposed to the church meeting because they thought they were spreading coronavirus,
right,
got mad enough to burn the church down so that people wouldn't meet.
That's the theory right now, yes.
Okay, all right. You're listening to Trivia Friday. No, not Trivia Friday. That's tomorrow. I'm getting ahead of myself. Hey, Ray, you got any friends out in California who are in the pastorate? Because we got several thousand churches now who are ready to say... No, they're saying to the governor, we're meeting.
Look, I got a lot of friends out there in California, and it's exactly what you said. In the beginning, and Tim, we've been pointing this out, in the beginning, everybody was saying, look, if we need to do this, if we need to close down, and churches across America, they did that,
yes,
right, in good faith, that they would be able quickly to reopen. Well, the thing has just dragged on and on and on, and then the governor out there—
It's morphed.
Yes, thank you. It's more the goalposts have changed. Yeah. The rules of the game have changed, and the governor out there has just taken such a hard-line position. I think it's smart. If you're going to have a day of protest, and I hate even to say it that way because you're going to church to worship the Lord.
You're really not protesting. You're just you're using your First Amendment constitutional rights.
Right, to come to the free exercise, right, of religion. So it's a constitutional thing for churches to meet. I don't even like the idea of calling it a protest.
Right.
But if you're going to do it, Tim, I think it's safer and better to do it with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of mm-hmm. others because the police are not going to come and shut down, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 churches. Better to do that all together than have one or two churches do it. Then bad. You have the potential of bad things happening. Mm-hmm. So, look, America is opening up, no matter what the governors are saying.
Right.
The nation has voted, so to speak,
yeah.
and the churches are beginning to open back up. And I'm glad they're doing that out in California because they won't be able to shut all of them down.
Walker yeah. than Steve.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ray. And some would argue, and I think they're right for the most part, that the governors really don't have the constitutional authority to shut down churches altogether. When right. other businesses
indefinitely, or
some would say at all, with other right. businesses open, either it's all. Some would say some legal people would say it's all or nothing. Either you shut down everything, including churches and Walmart, or you have to let
gotcha.
Churches stay open because of the First Amendment. But this is very good for California pastors, and it shows, you know, what this is showing is that Christians for the most part are reasonable. And we want to follow the law and the rules and get along with our leaders. But it can get to a point like we're seeing now where we're 3 months down the road and we're still being told, I'm talking about in California, to not have church. And that to me, that's excessive. It's too much. And it's good to see the pastors coming back.
Steve?
It's not just the churches and Christians that are getting impatient. The
bar hoppers.
Yeah, well,
you're also getting
the sunbathers. You know that they've been arresting people that have been like surfing and playing in the water in the beach. Somebody made a nice, let's say, a parody, and I wanted to play this for you. This is somebody complaining about the way things are going in the oceans here. This is cut 9.
In Malibu,
if you go out on the ocean. Across the USA, and you're wearing a swim shirt, cause of your scrawny waist.
It's from the sun.
Well, if you just might notice the police in your way.
I'm alone in the ocean,
cause it's illegal to be surfing in the USA.
There you go.
Now listen, anytime you can combine a good Beach Boys song with some satire like that.
Political commentary,
well,
right?
Yeah, you got
to
get
we need De Blasio to hear that.
That's what I was going to say. This isn't too far from the truth. Yeah. But in New York, it is the truth because Mayor De Blasio says, you get in the water, I'm sending the NYPD after you.
That's right.
Huh? So I'm giving them fins.
Guy's loony.
I'm giving them goggles.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm giving them whatever they need, PPE. Right?
Yeah. Personal protective.
Need some, you don't test us, he said.
Yeah, you had Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, get in back and forth. I think it was the Orange Beach or Orange County. One of the local cities was trying to open their beach, and he threatened it. He didn't follow through, but he threatened to shut down the whole beach in that county, and they fought back, and he backed off of that. But same thing, no surfing, no swimming.
If I were the churches out there, I would send the governor a letter, Newsom, and I would say—
Oh, he has been sent a letter.
Yeah, but I would say, listen, if you try to forbid us from meeting any longer, we will make sure you don't get any more Brill Cream.
That might do it.
You know what I'm saying?
Brill Cream.
Huh? What?
Does they even still make Brill Cream?
Do
little dab, do you?
I don't know. Ray, do you know? Is Brill Cream still out there?
I haven't seen Bill Cream.
I personally use pepperoni grease, but you know, because I'm not going to pay for Bill Cream if I can just
Put the grease right
that's
from
right.
the pizza.
That's why puppy dogs follow you around everywhere, isn't it?
It's not the only thing. Flies. I get.
All right, back on track.
Yes.
Back on track. It always takes me to get us off track and me to get us back on track. You're listening to American Family Radio. This is our Share-a-thon, and we want to say thank you. Everyone who made a gift this morning or yesterday or Tuesday, and we've got a few hours left here on Share-a-thon. We'll be here till 6 o'clock Central Time, then we'll close her down and go back to our regular programming. So if you want to give to AFR, here's the phone number because we are listener supported Christian radio. So if God lays it on your heart that you need to support this ministry because you believe in what we say and what we do, then here's the phone number to make that call and make a donation. You can use your credit card, your debit card, bank draft, however you want to do it. We can accommodate you. So here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. If you want to follow us on the internet, it's AFR.net, American Family Radio, AFR.net. Or Facebook and YouTube, you can type in Today's Issues, and you can watch this show live there. I'm Tim with Ed Walker, Ray, and Steve Jordahl. Steve is our newsman. Steve, go ahead.
Florida has been a good example of a state that seems to have figured out how to do a lot of this right. Their Republican governor, DeSantis, has been opening things up for a while. DeSantis has been getting quite a lot of heat from the press in saying that they're predicting that Florida was going to become the next New York City, that how could he do this to his population? Yesterday, standing alongside Vice President Mike Pence, DeSantis gave it back to the press. This is cut three.
You got a lot of people in your profession who waxed poetically for weeks and weeks about how Florida was going to be just like New York. Wait 2 weeks. Florida's going to be next. Just like Italy, wait 2 weeks. Well, we're 8 weeks away from that, and it hasn't happened. Not only do we have a lower death rate, well, we have way lower deaths generally, we have a lower death rate than the Acela Corridor, D.C., everyone up there. We have a lower death rate than the Midwest, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio. But even in our region, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida has the lower death rate. And I was the number one landing spot from tens of thousands of people leaving the number one hot zone in the world to come to my state. So we've succeeded, and I think that people just don't want to recognize it because it challenges their narrative, it challenges their assumption, so they got to try to find a boogeyman. Maybe it's that there are black helicopters circling the Department of Health. If you believe that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn I'd like to sell you.
Booyah!
Exactly. Boom. Mic drop. Drop the mic.
Yep.
Boom.
He was incensed.
That's Governor DeSantis.
DeSantis.
I'm just putting DeSantis. It a little mildly. He was upset. Well, you know, he's been taking all this abuse,
right.
and nobody in the media ever backtracks and says, "Mea culpa. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Yeah.
I said something. I implied. I impugned your motivations, and I'm sorry." Nobody ever does that in the media. Right.
You know. Also, the thing about it is, I'd forgotten about that point he made, and that is, all these people who left New York and Connecticut, New Jersey, to go down to Florida to get away from the virus. You know, a lot of people have dual homes. I'm not saying it was illegal or anything like that. I'm just saying a lot of people left the hot spots to come get away from it in Florida. So he had that to contend with. So Florida's opening back up, and I guess he's sounded a little upset there, Walker, that the media were trying to keep lying about this.
Yeah, and one of the key things he did real quick is Governor DeSantis cut off nursing homes and assisted living facilities from accepting COVID-19 patients who are infected with the virus when they get admitted to the nursing homes. Governor Cuomo did not. Governor Cuomo, to the contrary, was forcing nursing homes to accept COVID-19 patients.
That's asinine.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the key, one of the key differences between Florida and New York.
A lot of people are saying it's criminal.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he may get taken to court, but yet the national news media laud
Cuomo as the
Cuomo
hero.
Cuomo as the
yeah.
hero.
Yeah. Right.
If President Trump had done something like that,
I know.
They would have said he was a murderer.
Yeah.
You know? We will be back in 5 minutes. No, 3 minutes. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more of Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Hi, this is Ray Comfort. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel overwhelmed with the direction this nation is taking. Darkness seems to be covering the whole nation. Adultery, fornication, blasphemy, homosexuality, pornography seems to be flooding this nation. And sometimes I can feel overwhelmed. And I know I'm not alone. I think of Elijah. He was the only one left, and God said there are 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. Or Lot, he said he was vexed with the filthy lifestyle of the wicked. But we need not feel alone, because God has given us as Christians a wonderful voice in American Family Radio, a very powerful voice. So can I ask that you support American Family Radio financially, prayerfully, but whatever you do, support them, because we need this voice. It's a burning and shining light in this nation.
Hi, my name is Tony Bird. I'm from Wichita, Kansas. Just wanted to thank you for what you do. I was a Mormon and started listening to your station back in 1996 or so, and just really was challenged with what I heard and had people praying for me. But to make a long story short, you guys really made a big impact in my life, and I became a Christian and an Army mission in Panama after that, and been going for Jesus ever since. So thank you for your ministry. Lord bless you.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
We liberate the captives. We activate the...
Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
We need an awakening.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Just a fact check here. Brill Cream is still alive and well. Been around since the 20s, I think.
And it's still being used on hair?
I mean,
they haven't, like, shifted to a replacement for WD-40 or something. It's still, you put it in your hair.
Maybe multi-purpose. I don't know.
Whatever works.
I don't know.
Grease the skids with Brill Cream.
All right, you're listening to... American Family Radio. It's Share-a-thon, Ed, right?
It is. It's Share-a-thon. It's our spring Share-a-thon. The theme is Breaking an Awakening.
Breaking an Awakening?
Are you starting to rap?
No, sorry. Huh? Bring an Awakening. Bring an Awakening is what I meant to say from Romans 13:11. The number to call if you want to give is 8.
You just touched your face.
I did. I can't stop. I have successfully stopped touching other people's faces.
Okay, that's good.
But not mine.
I'll have Joe bring you a mask.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well,
Joe Biden.
I'll watch for you. Go ahead.
877-616-2396 is the number to call if you would like to donate to Share-a-thon, keeping American Family Radio blazing a trail for freedom and the gospel. 877-616-2396 now. If you donate a one-time donation of $150 or more, you will receive the Hilarious Highlights Volume 6. That is from Trivia Friday, Learning University.
That's funny, Tim mentioned.
That is a funny CD.
I listened to that. JJ gave it to me, and I'm listening to myself and you and JJ and some of the others who've guest hosted, and JJ put together some really...
He goes through the year.
Really good clips. I mean,
picks out some of the funniest things.
I was laughing out loud.
Yeah,
that stuff.
So that is for a one-time donation of $150 or more. By the way, Trivia Friday will be on as scheduled tomorrow. And now, if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, and we do encourage people to do that, it does help us, as you might imagine, to know exactly what's going to be coming in every month. So for a monthly gift of $30 or more, you receive not only the Hilarious Highlights Volume 6 CD from Learning University / Trivia Friday, you also will receive the Bring an Awakening, or as I say, the Break an Awakening, the Bring an Awakening T-shirt. It has Bring an Awakening on the back, and then on the front it has the AFR logo. You get both of those items for a monthly gift of $30 or more. The number to call if you would like to do that, is 877-616-2396.
Once again, in stereo.
877-616-2396. Or you can go to afr.net.
Ray is with us in Kansas City. Ray Pritchard, Tim, Ed Walker. We're in studio here in Tupelo, MS. And Steve is also in Tupelo, MS. And he's...
Studio Venus.
Yeah, studio. He's been
signing in.
He's been in Studio Venus, where we put Fred earlier. Yeah. Go ahead.
I love it when politicians accidentally tell the truth. It sometimes happens, and you know the Democrats have been pushing a lot for vote by mail. They've been trying to sneak it into the to the coronavirus aid packages, and now there's another $3.6 billion vote-by-mail bill that Nancy Pelosi is touting. And this is what she says about it. She says, vote-by-mail is a more Democratic option for 2020. I think they want more Democrats. I think that's...
more Democratic.
I got it. Okay. It was hidden.
It was, but you sussed it out.
All right, Steve, what's wrong with voting by mail? Haven't people always done that?
You are allowed to vote by mail and absentee ballot if there's a good reason for it. The reason that people are advocating against it is because in a lot of these cases, they're mailing out ballot absentee ballot applications to people who have been inactive. The voter rolls are always way full of people who have died. They just don't clean these rolls off. There's a fear that you're going to have a lot of people voting in somebody else's ballot. And then the ballot harvesting is when they have campaign workers going around picking up ballots door to door. And the chain of custody for those ballots is just, it's just not solid. And so there's a real fear of some crooked dealings here, election fraud.
Ed?
No, I think that's a legitimate concern. The reason why voting is done in person, for the most part. Now, you have people in the military who are overseas. You have some people who, for business purposes, will miss an election day.
Or they're sick or injured.
They're sick or injured, and you have to have a part of the system which allows for those people to vote. You don't want to disenfranchise someone just because they're overseas.
And nobody's trying to stop that.
But the reason why people want most voting done in person, as anyone who's ever voted knows, you go to the polling place, you tell them your name. Most states, I think, you have to show an ID. See, that's me. So I'm going to sign my name so that we know this is legitimate. And then I go and cast my ballot. Well, if you don't do that, and the majority of people don't have to show an ID, as Steve is saying, maybe you go to the mailbox at your apartment building and you see someone bringing a bunch of, you know, ballots, and you say, hey, I know these folks. You just don't want that kind of thing happening. And I don't like same-day registration.
That's crazy.
Which is the day of the election, you can still register and cast a vote. Because
you don't even have time to check and see if they're legit.
Exactly.
Right.
And then the election's called, and you can't go back usually and change the results.
Well, yeah. We already have voter fraud. It's been documented, in all 50 states. The extent of it varies, but you add in bulk, what I'm calling mass mail-in ballots. Where you have, instead of going from in a state 100,000 total, like a big state like California or New York, instead of having 50 or 100,000 total absentee ballots, you go to having millions. And the way and how, there's no verification features.
Who tallies this up?
With absentee ballots, you can go to Joe Smith, you can pull his ballot and then go to Joe Smith's house or call him and say, hey, Joe Smith, did you fill out this ballot? Yes, I did. I filled it out on this date. And here's my reason, and see, I traveled this day. I was out of town on the day of the election. But you have millions of them? Absolutely no way to verify. No verification features.
And what they do in a lot of these states is they mail these ballots to the last address they have for voter A, and then they've moved.
Right.
And the ballot goes there, and whoever's living there now can fill that out. and mail it and then go and do their own
whoever knows.
And nobody knows.
I've seen pictures like at apartment. You know how at apartment complexes, sometimes they have all the mailboxes set up in a big common area. And a lot of people take the junk mail and they just throw it in the trash there. A lot of people, I've seen pictures of dozens of these mail-in ballot applications sitting at the bottom of a trash can, free for anybody to pick up.
Right.
Ray, what do you think about all this?
Well, it opens the door, doesn't it, for disqualified, unqualified people, people who are in the country illegally to vote, who aren't even citizens. Talk about a system that is rife with the possibility of criminal conduct. It's an attack on the legitimacy of the American voting system. And the Democrats, in this case, are all in favor of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And who, and the reason the Democrats are in favor of it, they don't have a problem with fraud as long as it helps Democrats.
Not even tongue in cheek. I firmly believe that.
Well, look, if you're going to do ballot harvesting the way they did in California to change Orange County,
right?
It's the same type principle, same type thing. Okay, maybe I shouldn't make a unqualified statement like that. Not all Democrats are in favor of voter fraud. Okay,
right.
So I apologize for saying it like that. But let me just say this. Ditto. No. No. Let me just say this. There's a reason Nancy Pelosi is in favor of mass mail-in votes.
The ballot harvesting that went on in California. Now, what could go wrong with this process? You bring a bunch of blank ballots down to the park, and you go up to people.
This is what really happened.
Yes. You go up to people and say, hey, are you registered to vote? No. You can register right now, and I can help you show you how to fill out this ballot, and then I will take the ballot with all the others, and we'll turn them in. How's that sound? Now, what could go wrong?
Right.
What about somebody who's homeless, for example? I'll give you $10. You can go across the street and get a hamburger. Let me help you fill this out, and then Republican ballots, if I'm carrying them, I just throw those in the garbage.
Right.
And I bring all Democratic ballots in.
That happened in Orange County, California. That's the reason that the Democrats were able to unseat a couple of the Republican House of Representative members, right?
Long-time Republican seats. So
on Election Day, the Republicans were ahead. You count all the ballot harvesting.
Right.
The Democrats won.
Right.
So,
yeah, and it turns voting into this. It almost cheapens voting because typically voting, number one, elections are drawn out processes over the course of several months where you weigh out which candidate you want to vote for. But with ballot harvesting, it turns it into like a sidewalk sale, like you're selling merchandise. Hey, you don't like Donald Trump? Fill out this ballot, check mark all the D's and put your name by it, and I'll take it to the voting booth.
And on the other hand, the way it used to be done with mail-in ballots or absentee ballots is if you cannot take your ballot to the proper location for drop-off, you assign a relative. There is a legal chain of custody for that ballot. My son will bring my ballot and bring it in. But with this ballot harvesting, none of that exists.
Yeah, you know, it's a field day for criminals because anything goes because elections are almost never overturned. Right?
Right.
Almost
right.
Never.
No, you're right. Yeah, so, and if you do, if Republicans complain about the ballot harvesting in California, which changed the election, they go, oh, quit whining.
Yeah.
Right.
Just
right.
Accept a defeat and move on.
Right.
You know, we're not going to go back and canvass and count everything again.
Yes.
Because you're a whiner. You know?
And usually the Secretary of State authorizes the election results.
If they're
then it's game
especially
over.
If they're
that right. It's game over. We're not going to redo this.
Right. So that mass mail-in voting would be a disaster, and would delegitimize the voting process, the election process in America. But Nancy Pelosi's for that; she wants that. And there will come a time, they may be there yet. I know AOC is, where the Democrats are in favor of people voting who are here illegally.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
That's their goal, their goal, the Democrat Party goal, is to give amnesty to everybody who's here illegally, therefore allowing millions and millions and millions of people to vote who aren't citizens, or making them citizens.
Yeah, and they're doing this. They've already done this on some local elections in California.
Let illegals vote?
At the municipality level.
Yes.
Like voting for city council and mayor.
School boards.
Yeah. They've already, because the local government has control over who gets to vote and who doesn't, and they've chosen to allow illegals to vote.
You're listening to American Family Radio. If you want to make a gift to AFR, here's our phone number, 877-616-2396. This is the last day of our fundraiser for the spring. A fundraiser, we call it Share-a-thon. How do you like that for a play on words? We called it the AFR fundraiser. Would you give? No. If we call it Share-a-thon, you think, I want to share.
Yeah. Right.
Right? So 877-616-2396 is the phone number. Our website is afr.net, afr.net. I'm Tim with Ed, Walker, and Ray. And if you want to join us on Facebook or YouTube, just type in Today's Issues, and we're live video streaming the show there. Steve, next story.
President Trump has been tweeting again, and it's not setting well with some people. he tweeted out back on the 12th of May, he tweeted out something about resurrecting the investigation into the death of a former staffer of then-Congressman Joe Scarborough, who is now an MSNBC host, the Morning Joe guy. Anyway, he tweeted that out, and Mrs. Scarborough, also known as Mika Brzezinski, got a little bit out of sorts because of that. She says that she is setting up a call with Jack Dorsey at Twitter, and she is going to ask that President Trump's Twitter feed be taken down. What do you think the chances are of that happening?
Slim and none, and I think Slim's left town.
Yeah, he's got 78 million Twitter followers.
Can't do that.
Tim.
I don't know. Does Twitter put you in timeout for a few hours a day?
They do that.
Can you imagine if they put the President of the United States in timeout? Listen, you'd have outright rebellion on your hands in terms of Twitter. You'd have a lot of people who are Trump supporters dropping out. Dropping their accounts. I don't see Jack Dorsey doing that.
What do you think about that, Steve? What did he do now exactly?
He tweeted out a tweet about when Joe Scarborough was in Congress, he had a staffer that died, and there was investigated. It said it was accidental with no foul play, but there was also always a shadow around it that it might not have been accidental. No one, let me be very clear. No one was blaming Joe Scarborough.
Right.
But President Trump wanted Psycho Joe Scarborough to reopen the Psycho Joe Scarborough matter in Florida. And then Mika just wasn't having
it. Okay, so President Trump just decided he wanted to get under Joe Scarborough's skin.
Yep, yep.
And it worked.
He trolled him, yep.
Or trolled. He wanted to troll him.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
All right, next story.
You know, Joe Biden has been effectively has been effectively dodging any questions about the Burisma issue. The Senate has started hearings actually on the Burisma connection with the Bidens, but in Kiev, the capital of Ukraine, the district court judge there, Judge S.V. Vok, ordered the country's law enforcement services to formally list the fired prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, as the victim of an alleged crime, and the criminal in this case is Joe Biden. They want his name on the suit.
Wow.
They are literally charging him with a crime in Ukraine.
Because it was corrupt, this judge is saying,
yes.
The way this prosecutor was fired. And leading the charge and getting him fired
proudly
was former Vice President Joe Biden,
right.
Who bragged about the fact that he used U.S. money to influence the decision to get this guy fired, mm-hmm. who is investigating the company his son was on the board for.
It was a quid pro quo. Straight,
absolutely.
Straight up.
Straight up.
So
I say what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
no pun intended.
That was nice. Nicely done, Ed.
You know, it strikes me that if Joe Biden were by some measure to be elected president, that he wouldn't be able to do anything in the Ukraine. He'd get arrested the minute he gets there. Just saying.
Oh man. Those geese in the background. Do we have that? I can't get enough of that.
This will be day three this week. We play it. We should just add it to the bumper. Music. Today's issue is on America.
But if you do find it, Brent does find it, you got to set it up so the people know that they're hearing.
Okay. We got to hear this.
Maybe this is why we're having such a good share-a-thon. We're playing the goose in the background.
So I'll set it up real quick. Former Vice President Joe Biden on Monday, I think it was, or maybe over the weekend. But anyway, he was doing a interview from his home as he's done the last couple months, and is it a town hall of some kind? Anyway, he's speaking. It was live. He was speaking, and he decided to leave the doors open at his home there in Delaware, and well, this is what happened.
Why have they failed to get this money out to the folks who desperately need it to stay afloat? Is it incompetence? Corruption? Trump was out there tweeting again this morning. I call him President Tweety. Reopen the country. End of quote. How are we supposed to do that if you're sitting on the money small businesses need in order to stay alive? Stop tweeting about it. Get the money out to Main Street now. It's there. It's been passed. This pandemic is in the
air. Oh, my goodness.
The only thing that would have been funnier is if in the middle of that you'd heard in the backyard a big ba-boom. As somebody took out one of the geese.
So later on, Biden, you couldn't ignore it any longer. He referred to the Canadian geese in his backyard or something. I just wonder why you don't shut the door, shut the doors to your outside when you're doing an interview like that.
Listen, when he was talking about incompetence, I was thinking, yeah, there's incompetence going on here, but it's not. Oh, by the way, we did have a sharp viewer who is our listener yesterday, I think one of the days that we've made fun of this, who said they're not called Canadian geese. Any goose that is in Canada can be called a Canadian geese. The specific type is called a Canada goose. So I'm just whoever that was.
Canadian geese.
I thought that was a vodka.
That's Grey Goose, I think.
What do you call two of them then, Ed?
I don't know. I'm just going by what our listener said. They said, "No, you're wrong. It's not Canadian geese.
Two Canada gooses.
Two Canada gooses. I don't know. Canada goose." Okay, or maybe it's Canada geese.
Does this listener feel better about themselves now? Now that they...
Ed's just the messenger.
That's right. Everyone's shooting me. I'm just passing it along. It's not Canadian geese. I've always called them Canadian geese.
Well, you're wrong.
I am wrong.
I'm just.
They did it. They did it in a very nice way. Email that they sent in.
Yeah,
they
don't want them calling back saying no, revoke my gift, AFR.
They were doing. They had a good sense of humor about it. Okay. And in fact, they said you should do something for Trivia Friday. Okay. So whoever it is,
well, you shot that
I'm not the one making fun of you and mocking
okay.
you.
All right. The phone number is 877 to give to AFR, 877-616-2396. Again. Please be as generous as you can. And if you've already given the last 2.5 days, we say, in the words of Gomer Pyle, thank you. All right? 877-616-2396 is our phone number. Go to AFR.net. Again, you can reach us here at American Family Radio simply by calling 877-616-2396. 9-6. Steve, we got time for probably one more story.
All right. Our friends at the Babylon Bee are noting that the UN recently set out some notifications that they wanted people not to use gendered language anymore for different things. So the folks at the Babylon Bee are saying in an act of utter rebellion that we are going to use the most gendered language possible. So they've given some suggestions. So now instead of saying nurse, we are to say female, almost doctor.
What? Oh, that's Babylon Bee. Okay.
This is not us, folks. This is Babylon Bee.
Instead of doctor, we should say medicine man. Instead of president, presidude. Instead of husband, we should say master. Now, this is, again...
This is the Babylon Bee.
A pastor,
people.
And Ray, you're not a pastor anymore.
Steve,
you're now,
can you forward that last one to my wife?
I can. You're now, you're not the pastor anymore. You're a preacher man.
I like
preacher man, yeah. And a scientist is a mansplainer.
A mansplainer?
Yes.
So these are
we adopt them all. Politically incorrect, right?
As politically incorrect as possible is what they're trying for.
Preacher man.
Where is that? They're trying for that where?
On the Babylon Bee.
Okay.
Yes.
Probably the least likely of those to catch on would be master.
Yeah. Well.
And Steve, I can hear somebody in the background typing out their email to us because they don't know that the Babylon Bee is a satire website.
Yes. That's right.
Satirical.
Or maybe they're giving their secretary the job to type it, and the Babylon Bee says don't refer to them as a secretary. They are now a phone-answering lady.
Oh, my goodness.
Phone-answering lady. Wow.
We just insulted a lot of people.
No, we didn't. The Babylon Bee.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Steve who's reading it.
I'm not advocating for this in the least. No.
Now, we do need to point out that when they talk about... wives, call your husbands master. That is what Sarah called Abraham in the Bible, master.
Yeah, well, Allison didn't get that for Tim.
And that's when your wife says, this
she
is not
the
Old Testament.
No, Ray, I'm saying she didn't get the memo on that deal there. All right, go ahead. You got time for one more.
Oh, we do?
Yeah,
I don't have one more.
You don't? Well,
oh, yeah.
I can't believe that you don't have one more.
The man with a 2-inch stack of stories in the morning.
To go through.
All right. Let me just play this. Mike Pompeo was talking to the press about he's being accused of firing this Steve Linick, this inspector general at the Justice Department. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen to what he had to say about that. Cut 5.
I recommended to the president that Steve Linick be terminated. I frankly should have done it some time ago. Let's be clear. There are claims that this was for retaliation. For some investigation that the inspector general's office here was engaged in. It's patently false. I've seen the various stories that someone was walking my dog to sell arms to my dry cleaner. I mean, it's all just crazy. I didn't have access to that information, so I couldn't possibly have retaliated. It would have been impossible. Here's the last thing to think about as you see these stories that have been leaked to you all, right, to the press. This is all coming through the office of Senator Menendez. I don't get my ethics guidance from a man who was criminally prosecuted, case number 15-155 in New Jersey Federal District Court. A man for whom his Senate colleagues bipartisan said basically that he was taking bribes. That's not someone who I look to for ethics guidance.
Yikes.
Good way to end.
Touche, Secretary Pompeo.
That's why President Trump likes him.
Yep.
Is he going to run for Senate in Kansas?
He has until June 1st to file.
Mike Pompeo's thinking of running for Kansas or for Senate?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hate to lose him.
The Canadian geese or goose or cooked your... What if you cooked your goose?
Well, yeah.
Whatever you want to do, Master.
You want to...
That sounds good.
Well played.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Tim.
Steve,
my
appreciate
privilege.
It. Thanks to Walker and Ed in studio. Brent. For running the controls, and Fred for his contributions. And we will talk to you later. Stay tuned. Next up is news and then more with Share-a-thon with Brother E.W. Jackson.